Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half an hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. And first, I want to say thank you so much, Linda and Bill of Astoria, for your generous donation. And they now will be sporting these fabulous new hoodies we have for a $100 donation. And they're just terrific. We've never had them before. We have an incredible show today. I mean, really a fun, exciting show. We're going to be talking about Jane Barnes, ADHDA, Dulcie Taylor's in the studio, Elena Garner's in the studio. So it's going to be a great half hour. But before we begin the program, I want to also tell you all about three special incentives, three special thank you gifts for becoming a member, for renewing your membership, for joining for someone else, or for just saying, I listen to this station. I want to support community radio. And here are some special thank you gifts available in this during this program. For a $75 family membership, you can receive a $25 gift certificate for Clemente's. And Clemente's has moved. They are almost open in their new location, which is in the Bar Pilots building or the River Pilots building. I think, is it the Bar Pilots or the River Pilots? The River Pilots building, yes. Right on the river, just two blocks away from their location before. So Clemente's is opening next month in April, and you can be one of the first to go. And so many people have said, I miss their crab cakes. When are they opening again? So if you know Lisa and Gordon Clement and you love Clemente's, you can call right now and get that Clemente's gift certificate. The other thing we have is, Jane Barnes, but maybe we're going to talk about that when we talk about, we've got a ticket for the Jane Barnes review. Those are hot items, and we'll talk about that when we talk with Dulcie here in a minute. And the other brand new thank you gift for this program is from Yoga Namaste. It is a $100 value of a five-hour yoga retreat on a Saturday. Uta Sverdlov is going to be doing this beginning in the spring. And so for a $200 pledge, you can receive a $100 Yoga Namaste gift certificate for this upcoming fabulous Saturday yoga experience. So lots of other things happening, of course. We have the drawings, the daily drawing. We have a new membership thing. So we really would appreciate the fact that if you could call, you can call when we have a break. You can call right now and just say, I need to do it now. The number is 503-325-0010, 325-0010, and then 1-800-518-0010. And if you support our public affairs programs, please call now. It takes all of us. It takes the village to create this family and this larger community. People are listening everywhere. So please, please join. Thank you so much. And now we are going to talk about all kinds of crazy things. In the studio, I have Dulcie Taylor. Dulcie Taylor is the owner of Old Town Framing in downtown Astoria, and she is the president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. Hi, Dulcie.
Good morning, Donna.
So happy you're here doing Pledge Drive.
Me too.
And we also have Elena Garner. Elena is the executive director of Astoria Historic Downtown ADHDA.
There you go, yes.
Hi,
Elena. Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. So before we talk about ADHDA, just a little brief bit about each one of you. So, Dulcie, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, indeed, I do own Old Town Framing, 1287 Commercial. I always have to do that. I've been in Astoria for about 8 years.
And you've made a dynamic difference since you've been here.
I accidentally fell in love with Astoria. Because when I moved here, I was just moving for love, actually, and moving to the coast, and bought the business, and I'm an artist myself, so that seemed like a perfect fit. And then I fell in love with Astoria, so this is what I do now.
And suddenly you began volunteering and doing all kinds of things, and then you became president of ADHDA,
right.
And your life has never been the same.
Exactly.
But and Old Town is a great place. If people are new in town and they don't know what's going on, you can pop into Old Town Framing and find out.
Yeah, we're like an information center there, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, in downtown. Yeah. All right. And Elena Garner, please tell us about yourself.
Yes, I am the executive director of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. I have been here for a little over a year and a half now, so time is flying. I'm originally from Virginia by way, and then I lived in Eastern Oregon for 2 years working with their downtown program before moving to Astoria. And it has not been a dull moment. It's been exciting and It's been a lot of fun.
Astoria is vibrant, and its vibrant downtown is due in, I think, we have to give a lot of credit to ADHDA. So for those who are listeners who are unfamiliar with ADHDA, what is Astoria Downtown Historic District Association? What does it do? Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, basically, and this is my definition.
Okay, this is a Dulcie definition. Dulcie definition.
My definition of the Downtown Association is there's a lot of business people that participate, but there's a lot of citizens that participate. We have a district that used to be 36 blocks, but we expanded it to like 40 or something. Mm-hmm. We have people, we have business in and outside the district. We meet on a monthly basis, which I invite everybody to come to the meetings because they're pretty dang fun. 8:30, first Friday of every month at Baked Alaska. And we do stuff in the community. We you might have seen Elena hanging out of the watering truck last year. We water the plants downtown. We help get the planters and the trees down Commercial Street. We do cleanup. We do promotional events. We to promote downtown.
You have educational events for your members.
We have educational. We do it. We do this thing called the Ned Talks. Ned Talks, cheating off of the TED Talks, which is anything from how to use social media to take a tour of downtown that you've never seen before, which are really popular. We do tons of things to just get people excited about downtown.
Because if you have a healthy, functional downtown, then whenever something happens in the economy or whenever big box stores threaten to take away business from small downtown mom-and-pop businesses, a vibrant downtown makes everyone want to shop there and be there.
Yes.
And be part of something that's...
There's a synchronicity between vibrant downtown and vibrant community and...
And happy, and, healthy community.
And people.
Yes.
And radio stations that are doing pledge drives.
Exactly. It's all connected. It's all one thing.
Totally, yeah.
So ADHDA is an organization which anyone can join. And whether you have a small business or whether you are just living in this community and you want to support a vibrant downtown. And you have meetings monthly, once a month, the first Friday of every month, 8:30 at Baked Alaska. And then you do a couple of fundraisers every year. And let's talk about what those are.
So the first fundraiser, which will be next weekend, is the Jane Barnes Review. It's the fifth annual, so it's been really exciting. And Dulcie can talk a little more to the history of that. And then our other fundraiser is the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, which has been happening. This will be the 14th year that this will be happening. So they're a lot of fun, and this will be my second Jane Barnes, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Okay, Dulcie. So people are listening and saying, what is Jane Barnes? Who is Jane Barnes? Let's talk about what is the Jane Barnes
Review. So the first year we put on Jane Barnes, we called it the Bicentennial Review and Jane Barnes Cat Dance. The idea of putting men in dresses and into a fashion show came from a Main Street conference. We're part of the Oregon Main Street and National Main Street, actually. Came from one of those conferences. So Tiffany Estes and I... like gave each other the high eyebrow, wow, that's a brilliant idea for Astoria, and came home and started planning it. So Jane Barnes was the first Caucasian woman of Astoria. I like to tell the story that she was picked up in a tavern by Donald McTavish and brought to Astoria, and then had some, you know, then he died. There's history, you know, all around that, and then left. But
Jane Barnes is a real historical figure.
Yes, indeed. We can't find a picture of her, however. There is one illustration on the web, and it's really hideous. Mm-hmm. So we just make up. We think our gentleman Janes could probably look as well as she did back in 1812 or whatever.
Right. And so you and Tiffany said, gee, we need a fundraiser that would be interesting and we want to involve some of the upstanding men in the community, bankers,
yes,
and, well, people, public officials.
Chamber directors and city councilors.
Doctors.
And doctors and, yeah.
All right. So then you said, we would like to have a fundraiser. And I think you did it at the Astor Street Opry Company for the first 4 years.
Yes.
And this year, you have changed because it's getting so popular. Everyone wants to go to this because people laugh. They have fun.
We had no idea that first year that we would ever do it again. And then, but the first year was so fun that we said, well, let's try it again. And here we are in our fifth year. So people, they do laugh. I mean, I talk to people the next day or even on Monday, and they say my ribs still hurt from laughing so hard.
We don't laugh enough. And if you can also create a fundraiser, which is for the good of the community, and again, maintaining this vibrant downtown, and people might actually want to know a little bit about some of the programs that the downtown does, because we're going to talk more about Jane Barnes Review in a minute. And maybe this would be a good time to just talk about the spring promotion, because I have a feeling we're going to kind of go down the Jane Barnes Review path, and we may not come back to some of the programs that ADHDA is doing.
Yeah, definitely. So Dulcie touched on the general meeting that we have the first Friday of every month at Baked Alaska, but we also have four other committees that meet throughout the month and work on different promotions, working on downtown. And so the promotion committee, they have been working on a springtime promotion, calling it the downtown.
Shop and hop.
Well, it's a shop and hop, but we put like, Excellent extravaganza or something, playing on the Easter egg theme. And what it is, we have 18 participating businesses who will have a Easter basket. And if you make a purchase at one of the participating businesses, you will then get to pick an egg. And then that egg will lead you to another business where you can redeem a gift or offer. And the more you shop, the more you can save and get gifts. And it's a new idea, and
it sounds extraordinary.
Yes,
it is excellent.
Excellent. Yes.
So that will kick off next Friday, March 27th, and run through Saturday, April 3rd.
Mm-hmm. So. Because really, part of the work of ADHDA is to encourage people who live in this region to shop downtown, keep your money downtown, so that the owners of these businesses can fix up the storefronts and to historically accurately and make everything look beautiful and functional.
Right, and encourage new businesses to come to downtown and fill up our, you know, we've got some holes right now. So as if our town looks like a vibrant, you know, place where this mysterious business would want to be, then they'll take up our vacant buildings.
Absolutely. I mean, Freet and Scoop. I mean, you know, all people are, if you have a downtown which is really locals love and out-of-town visitors love, then, I mean, it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
And if you are listening to KMUN right now, it's a win-win for you to have this radio station in your home. And today is Pledge Drive, and Joanne Rideout, our station manager, is coming in, and we really do need the phones to ring, because today, right now, during this Pledge Drive, during this program, you can get a ticket for this hilarious, fabulous, worthwhile community event, the Jane Barnes Review, which is happening Saturday, March 28th at the Astoria Event Center, and Dulcie and Elaine have generously donated. There's a ticket, and people can go by themselves. People, just lots of single people go, lots of couples, groups. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
So there's a ticket here for you if you just become a family member. We also have the gift certificate from Clemente's. We also have the yoga certificate from Yoga Namaste. So it is really crucial that we need your support. It's crucial that you call us.
Yes, absolutely. And I have someone to thank. We have someone to thank. Thank you so much to Richard from Seaview for your renewal, for their renewal for Seaview Garden Cottage. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And so we need to see the phone. We need the phones to ring.
We do. We have a goal, and I'm concerned because we need to meet this goal.
We're getting there.
Yay, all right.
We have this blinky light that flashes in here in the air room, and everybody likes to see the blinky light blink because it means that people are calling. And
where is the blinky light?
Right over here. It's over there.
Yes.
And so 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. If you aren't really in the mood to talk with us this morning, you can go online to coastradio.org and pledge, and you won't even have to say a thing.
Right, and you can also come in to the station if you want to get a hug and you want to have a brownie and you want to meet Dulcie, who is very well-known and well-loved in this community and lots of fun. And if you want to meet Joanne or, you know, anything, we are here for you.
And if you don't want us to hug you, we'll do that too.
That's right. Exactly. So, whatever.
And I want to let everybody know that we're having lunch today is provided by the Astoria Co-op. And what a great community we have. I mean, all the gifts that Donna's talking about, all the gifts we have here, all the things going on, the lunches and things, are all donated either by community members who are individuals or by businesses who support us. So they support us. We know you support us. And now is the time when you can complete that circle, the circle of community radio, the circle of our community, and step up and show your love for this place in a monetary way. Because we know you love us all year long. This is the time when you help us keep the doors open, keep the lights on, keep great shows like this coming your way. So we're out there waiting for you. Give us a call.
And we have these wonderful thank you gifts. Again, we have these the long sleeve hoodies, black with our logo on them. We have Clemente's gift certificate, Jane Barnes ticket, Yoga Namaste. Please give a call right now, 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. This is the best investment because for the price of a latte every day, I mean, you get, you know, 24 hours of radio programming and handmade radio here in your community. Thank you so much for calling. And now let's go back to the program a little bit, and we're going to dive deeper into Jane Barnes. So my guests today are Dulcie Taylor. She is the president of Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, and Elena Garner, who is the executive director. They are having a big, fabulous, smashing, fun event on March 28th called the Jane Barnes Review. We've been talking about that. So what's new this year is you're at the Astoria Event Center, which is bigger, which is great. You've extended the catwalk. Let's hear some other new things that are happening at the event this year.
We have extended the catwalk. Previously, the catwalk was 16 feet long, and we have extended it to 24 feet long. We have a special VIP section this year with a couple of those tables left that has a little, you'll have like, I can't say what these Gentleman Janes will ever do on the catwalk, but you have a private area that will they will come closer to you than you could get to them. Table service. Terry's pretty excited about that. You'll have table service in that VIP section by Christy and Greg Cross, who will be our special servers, dressing opposite to what they typically do. We have a bunch of excellent food. The North Coast Food Web is providing food. It's I call it a fundraiser within a fundraiser. North Coast Food Web is providing food for this event. Elena, do you have the yummy list?
Yes, here's Donna the list. I have the yummy list. It's amazing. But you want to talk about it? You
sure,
know it,
yeah. So we've been working with Marianne Myers, and she developed this amazing menu that ranges from bratwurst, chicken sandwiches, crab cakes, and then there's also a fruity, cheesy, nutty plate with fresh and dried fruits, cheeses, almonds, and then for dessert, a pecan pie tartlet or pecan pie.
So we haven't really had food in the past, I would just like to mention that tickets, which are available at Old Town Framing only, and the tickets are reserved except for general seating, which is open. The price includes two free drink tickets, which are a $5 value. So all the items on the food on the for the food are $5 or $2.50. Everything equals $5. A glass of wine is $5. A beer is $5. And then we have specially concocted cocktails from North Coast Distillery with some really great names like, I forgot. I named them, but Painted Jane, which is the gin that they make that's so delicious. The Bar Wench, which is has a their lemon ginger vodka, and then the Astoria Mule, which is just a takeoff on a Moscow Mule. So those drinks, they will offer those for $5. Everything. $5.
A reasonable way to have a fabulous fun evening.
I know, it's easy.
It's easy.
Yeah,
everything's there.
You will need some change, however, for the Gentleman Jane's.
Oh, people
walks.
Do. I've done it myself. People love to have their dollar bills, and they just need to, you know, put those dollar bills in some exciting place on the person.
They do have garters, but hardly anybody uses the garters.
Well, it's become like an unspoken competition between the Gentleman Jane's as to who can get the most money from the catwalk. So.
I see. All right.
I call it money in their underwear, but it's not really in their underwear. But
sometimes it is.
Do you... Do you want to mention any of the our local upstanding citizens we might see, or is this going to be all surprise?
Sure, I would like to say we have we still have one guy, well, two guys that are tentative, but we have about 20 guys. There's only about 7 people returning, including, as I like to call him, the Chad, Chad Hartley from Baked Alaska, who wasn't going to play, but decided he was going to. We have Larry Carey from North Coast Distillery. We have Colby Lennon, who's new. Larry is new too. We have Ken Heeman from Ohana Media Group, who's done it before and is back. We have Brad Smithart, Brad Blazer from Fort George, if you can imagine.
Brad Blazer from Fort George?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be beautiful.
We had a photo shoot the other day, and he's pretty dang cute, yeah.
Wow. I know. You told me, actually, some of them are having their own dresses made.
Yeah, about five of the guys are having their own dresses made. Rob Meadows from Hits 94.3.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
And you have a special surprise opening act.
I have a special. We've never done this before. We have a special opening act for all Astorians, Clatsop County, Napa, Svenson, everywhere across the river. I mean, you know these people and you will laugh and laugh. I mean, there could actually be a rush to the bathroom after they come out, I'm pretty sure, because you'll have to pee your pants.
I think people better go get tickets then for this right away, because again, you're supporting ADHD and you're having a great fun time. So it's at the Astoria Event Center. There's food from Northwest, North Coast Food Web, mm-hmm. and Marianne Myers. You just say that name and everybody just sighs,
right.
because they know everything is delicious. And drinks from North Coast Distilling. And then there's actually an auction as well?
Yes, there is a live auction. We added this last year, which was a lot of fun. And they're more experience packages. If you've never been to Saddle Mountain, you can go with the one and only Pete Gimry, who goes up once a year. And
no, every month.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, I meant every month.
But
once
he'll
a month.
Take a group. He goes up every month.
Yeah, he goes up every month. And so he'll take you or mm-hmm. However many friends
he
you
often
like to
offers to carry the box wine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In his pack.
Well. Yeah. The Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
Then you can also... Oh, I lost my list. I got them out of order.
There's a farm feast out at North 46 Farm, Teresa Retlef and Packy's Farm.
Teresa. Love
a farm
Teresa.
Feast out there, which, mm-hmm. you know, that's a Food Web thing. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Then if you have Camp Quanalong, mm-hmm. you can go on an estuary tour and do a picnic lunch. And that's also, Marianne Myers is catering for that for up to 10 people, people did that last year and had a lot of fun.
They did.
Yeah. And then a new one this year is a cocktail party with a reading by Patsy Oser.
Ooh.
at Bill and Deborah Armington's, which is up on Coxcomb Hill and on their deck.
Beautiful house. Beautiful view.
Yeah. So yes. I hope the weather's beautiful and we will sip cocktails and listen to Mrs. Oser read to us.
Right.
Which is kind of a funny thing that happened on Facebook when she reads for the schools, right? She reads, and the children love her. And there was this whole thing on Facebook about, I wish Patsy would read to us. And so I just threw it out there and made it happen.
We all love to be read to, I think.
And, I know.
You know, and I wish we could have more poetry being read to us, you know? Start your day with a poem.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good thing. And Terry Wilson's giving me the sign. But so what are some things that you would like to talk about that we haven't talked about ADHEA? Obviously, I think the idea is that if you are interested in going next it's actually a week from this Saturday night. So it's the 28th.
Yes.
Starts at 7. Doors open at 7. Then you need to go and get your tickets. But, of course, you can call KMUN and you can get this ticket that I have right here in my hand what a win-win. You become a member of KMUN, Coast Community Radio family, and you get a ticket to the Jane Barnes Review. What other things would you like the listening audience to know about ADHDA or the upcoming Jane Barnes Review?
Well... get your tickets soon because tickets are going fast.
It'll be sold out, no question.
It is a community event. I mean, we've tried to...
downtown in a really unique, interesting, fun, crazy way.
It's really... I kind of think of it as a community party. You're part of it. You're part of the fun and you're part of the...
Terry, are you putting a dress on?
Is that what you're wearing, Terry, next weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Terry just brought out something with ostrich feathers and Las Vegas showgirl. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
It does go to all the promotional events, the good things, the tours that we do. We clean up downtown. We do all these mysterious things. We partner with the chamber and the city to, I mean, the new signs downtown, the new
yes, I love those
signs.
New signs. They're great.
Yeah, that was,
and the trash cans. And I mean, so
yeah,
much
we
that you've done to beautify downtown Astoria.
Yeah, our design committee kind of got that started because we needed to, our signs were kind of tired.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, you know, we want people to know where they're going and stop and and play.
Yes. So, yeah.
That's kind of our job, is to get people to come, stop, and play. Right?
And yeah, you forgot about Second Saturday Art Walk. That's one of our big events that we always forget that one, I think, just because it happens every month, Second Saturday. But yeah, that's a fun event if you've never been to that. I did want to say that Jane Barnes is for the 21 and up community.
Yeah, it's a good thing to know. Yes.
I just wanted to put that out there
Absolutely.
With the drink tickets being included. But yeah, as we've said, North Coast Distilling, Bowie Beer, Fort George, we'll have some delicious wines as well. Wonderful food. It's a great experience. I got to see it last year backstage, which is a totally different experience. but being in the audience, you don't want to miss it.
I've never been in the audience. Someday I want to be
in the
audience.
I know, because you're the MC. People come to see you, Dulcie. They do.
Yeah, and this year,
there's a surprise
for
Dulcie as well.
I had to sell my head to get some volunteers, so... Basically, I'm going to be all dolled up on. I have no idea what
she
the heck
I'm
going to
look
like.
Sugar girl outfit.
That's right. It's possible. Anything can happen. We need surprises in the world. We need to also participate in these things, which bring community together, and are for the good of everyone.
Yeah.
So having our
it's good fun. I mean, it's typically. I mean, if you saw the newspaper last year after our event, I think we were on the front and back page of the Daily Historian. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun, and you can, and you will have a lot of fun when you come.
Right, and we need to keep the momentum going, because a lot of other communities just don't have the energy, have the volunteers, have the spirit, the will.
We have great volunteers.
Or the Fensei, the Sisu, to do this, and so we need to keep this going. So to keep this radio station going, we need to have you giving us a phone call too. But and think about joining ADHDA, whether you have a business or not. Become part of a vibrant group of people who are doing exciting things in downtown Astoria.
I just want to do a shout out to all my wranglers that make these guys look like women. Ricky and the girls from Malama Day Spa, Sadi and the ladies from Salon Boheme, and Tiana and Katrina Dawson from T. Paul's. Those are my wranglers. Those are the girls that, Elena and I do some picking of outfits, but those ladies on the day of the event make them look like women with, 3-inch eyelashes and ridiculousness. So
it takes everybody to make them beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Brad Blazer. Okay, Terry Wilson.
I'm making a command decision. We're going to forget about NPR news headlines, and we're just going to keep talking. And by the way, that costume I showed you is a donation to your group.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yay.
My wife and I attended a big party in Seattle one time. She wore that, and I dressed as a gangster complete with a Tommy gun.
Sweet.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
What
a great thing. It takes all these donations and everything.
I love that.
Dulcie Taylor and Elena Gardner, thank you so much for all the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
In economic development and in creating also the fun factor. Terry has now just handed off this Las Vegas showgirl costume. We may be seeing it on the
I did talk to our former mayor yesterday, and he's donating water and sodas to us. So.
Nice. Yay, Willis. Thank you.
So it is a community. It's a whole big community thing. I mean, all of our liquids that will be there are donated for the most part. And I just love that the Food Web and Marianne and Norma and those girls are helping us out with food. It's just going to be perfect. It'll be our first year at this location, so we don't really know what's going to happen exactly. There's stairs involved, so I do have wranglers. Everyone's encouraged to dress oppositely of what they typically dress, so women is men is women, or whatever.
Think New Orleans, think Mardi Gras. Wear whatever you want that's fun and different and unusual, because this is that kind of event, because this is a different, unusual kind of community. And that's why this radio station is so important too.
Yeah.
Because this radio station not only reflects community, but it also creates community.
And it does.
So, and again, we are in our pledge drive. We only have a few more days left. We have not yet made our show goal, and so we're going to go over for just a